This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com. Hey, let's get over to start off with the MBA Mortgage Minute with Rob Van Raphorst and see what he has for us. Rob?
Hi, I'm Rob Van Raphorst. Welcome to the Mortgage Minute and the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, the Biden administration released its FY 2023 budget proposal. The administration requested $71.9 billion for HUD. This was a 9% increase from FY 2022. Notable line items included $35 billion over 7 years for a new housing supply fund, $100 million for a down payment assistance initiative, $15 million in subsidies to support a $3.4 billion pilot program related to loans with equity accelerating features and funding to further support technology and system upgrades. The president's budget proposal is simply a blueprint of the administration's priorities provided to Congress as it begins its budget and appropriations process. And finally, be sure to check out MBA's National Advocacy Conference April 26th through the 27th in Washington, D.C. To register, go to mba.org/conferences. That's it for this week. Thanks for joining me.
Good job, Rob. Always love the Rob Van Raphorst report from the MBA. There's so much going on. Be sure to join the MBA if you're not a member. Also, you do not have to be a member to have your voice heard on the Hill. Thanks to the MBA, it's creating something called the Mortgage Action Alliance app. They created an app. We call it MAW, Mortgage Action Alliance, but they do a great job of getting our voice heard. We're not the biggest industry out there compared to the Realtor Association, and they have such a large voice out there in the marketplace and on the Hill. The MBA works real hard to be synced up with all the other trade groups related to housing, but sometimes we have different interests. So I would encourage you to make sure you have your voice heard on the Hill, as in Washington, D.C., as in the Capitol Hill, by getting and using the Mortgage Action Alliance app. They do a great job. Check it out. Brian Montgomery will be here next week. We're going to catch up with him on a pre-recorded basis. So Brian and I will catch up. I'll try to get Jack Nunnery to join me on that interview. We'll try to make it as dynamic as possible, but it'll be fun. Folks, be sure to come back. Brian Montgomery with us next week. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility MMI, Modix, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, Mortgage Collaborative, SnapDoc Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, Total Expert, Form Free, and we're so grateful, most of all, for you, our listeners, tuning in and sharing this podcast with others. I was at a Black Knight function at the conference, and I was talking to Mike Brown, and he says, you know what, Dave, I think it's required listening here at Black Knight. A lot of people are required to listen to your podcast because of the amount of information. So, Mike, thanks for that shout-out, and we give you a shout-out back. Folks, have a great rest of your week. Look forward to having you back next week with our regular podcast and with our special guest, Brian Montgomery. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.